This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Current. Redefine your banking with Current, the future of personal finance. Manage your money smarter, faster, and on the go. No hidden fees, instant transaction alerts, and savings goals you can actually achieve. I've been using Current for years, and they're a great institution. If you'd like to get $50 by signing up to Current, please follow the link in the show notes. Join Current today and experience banking that keeps up with you. Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden. Federal authorities are scrutinizing financial operations at Block. This is the parent company of Cash App and Square, according to sources close to the matter. These investigations focus on compliance shortcomings within the company's major subdivisions, stretching back several years. And documents from a former employee allege that the company has been remiss in its regulatory duties, including failing to adequately report transactions that breach U.S. sanctions and involve high-risk countries. The former employee, who had spoken to prosecutors in the Southern District of New York, claims Block did not gather enough customer data to evaluate risks accurately. Furthermore, it's alleged that Square processed transactions linked to countries under U.S. sanctions like Cuba, Iran, Russia, and also Venezuela. Also, several cryptocurrency transactions processed by Block supposedly supported terrorist groups, raising serious compliance and security concerns. But despite these allegations, Block maintains that it has a robust and responsible compliance framework, and the company claims its compliance systems and practices are continually updated to tackle emerging threats and changes in regulatory demands. Their ongoing efforts are aimed at bolstering the security and integrity of their operational ecosystem. Now, documents that were reviewed by NBC News further detail that Block was often alerted to these compliance failures, but failed to amend their processes accordingly. This lack of action persisted even as transactions flowed through their systems that should have been flagged and stopped under regulatory standards. Now, the implications of these lapses are very severe, with a former employee describing the compliance structure at Block as fundamentally flawed. The situation has led to a significant investigation, with federal prosecutors gathering evidence and documentation to understand the extent of these compliance failures fully. Notably, this isn't the first time that Block has come under scrutiny for its compliance practices. Previously, other whistleblowers have approached financial regulators with concerns about compliance failures at Cash App, highlighting a pattern of issues within the company. The investigation follows reports that Block's leadership and board were aware of these compliance issues. And the former SEC lawyer Edward Seidel, representing the whistleblower, emphasized the awareness of these issues among top executives, suggesting a systemic problem within the organization. Now, Block's internal monitoring mechanisms have also been questioned by other individuals familiar with the company's compliance practices, who agree with the whistleblower's assessments. This person, who also remained anonymous for fear of retaliation, supported claims of inadequate oversight and flawed compliance strategies at Block. Now, in response to these allegations, Block has pointed to its voluntary self-disclosure of certain transactions to the Foreign Assets Control, or the FAC, which resulted in a no-action letter indicating closure of the investigation without further administrative action. However, the former employee disputes the completeness of this self-disclosure. Additionally, Square's specific practices have come under fire. Reports suggest that the platform failed to perform basic due diligence on its international merchants and mishandled funds related to sanction violations. This has potentially broad legal and financial implications for the company. And the structural design of Cash App has also been criticized for increasing the risk of compliance failures. Due to the rapid movement of funds within the app, it becomes challenging to block or reject transactions tied to flagged accounts, which significantly hampers compliance efforts. In light of these issues, Block engaged an external consultant to evaluate its compliance systems. And although the consultant identified numerous deficiencies, Block argues that these findings are typical given the scope of the audit and do not indicate a failure of their overall compliance strategy. These ongoing compliance challenges have had a direct impact on Block's board dynamics, with the recent resignations of two directors. And although the company states these departures were not due to internal disagreements, they raise questions about the stability and oversight within Block's highest governance levels. Furthermore, these investigations and alleged compliance failures come at a crucial time for Block, as it faces increasing competition from other fintech companies and traditional financial institutions. The integrity and effectiveness of its compliance practices are essential not only for legal adherence, but for maintaining user trust and operational viability. The broader implications of these findings extend beyond Block to the fintech industry at large, highlighting the critical need for robust compliance systems in a rapidly evolving financial landscape. Now, fintech companies must navigate complex regulatory environments to prevent misuse of their platforms and ensure they do not inadvertently facilitate illegal activities. And as the investigation continues, the financial sector and regulatory bodies will be monitoring the outcome, which could lead to significant changes in regulatory requirements and compliant enforcement practices across the whole industry. This case may serve as a critical reference point for future regulatory frameworks surrounding financial technologies.
At Sephora, we know how you love to use makeup, skincare, hair care, and fragrances that work for you, but also how important it is to be in the know about the ingredients that are in them, which is why we created Clean at Sephora. Curated products from brands like Merit, Amika, Summer Fridays, and Fleur that have everything you want, minus certain ingredients you might not. Clean at Sephora is only at Sephora. Shop now at Sephora.com.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. Built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
Now for Block, the challenge will be to rebuild trust and assure both users and regulators that it can manage its compliance obligations effectively. The company's ability to respond to these issues and implement necessary reforms will be crucial in determining its future in the competitive fintech market. Now, federal prosecutors are examining a series of potential serious compliance failures at Block, involving inadequate customer data collection, unreported transactions with sanctioned countries, and dealings with entities linked to terrorists. Now, these investigations could have major consequences for Block, and it could shape the regulatory practices and operation strategies moving forward. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stage0. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.